This weekend, Opera Fayetteville returns to the Stella Boyle Smith stage on the University of Arkansas campus with two performances of Dead Man Walking. The production is the second for the company, following last year's staging of Little Women. The company itself is the production of Tamara Ryan, the founder and general director of Opera Fayetteville.
I've learned mostly what a wonderful joy it is to bring a bunch of people together and make this beautiful opera. I've gotten to know what it's like to coordinate lighting people and sound people and sort of all the different steps that you need. Last year it was kind of one emergency after another, and this year we had a little more of a plan.
This second production, like the company's first last January, is ambitious in almost every way. Cast and crew are assembled from afar and trickle into Fayetteville in the days between Christmas and New Year's. The orchestra, under the direction of Robert Mueller, is more than 30 musicians strong, and the opera chosen for this weekend, Dead Man Walking, is a dark, contemporary work based on a true story of violence, forgiveness, and acrimony. It is an account of the relationship between Sister Helen Prejean and convicted murderer Joseph de Rocher, first recounted in the nun's book and later in an Oscar-winning film. Tamara Ryan says the work, with music by Jake Heggie and libretto by Terrence McNally, is exactly the opposite of what she originally wanted for the second Opera Fayetteville production.
I spent the entire spring sitting down and I made this elaborate chart and I listened to all of these modern operas with the libretto, and I had kind of, you know, we need maybe a smaller orchestra and we need not to have too much of a chorus requirement and there can't be an elaborate set, and I was sort of checking off boxes and tallying. I had a scoring system for what would be most appropriate. And then I listened to Dead Man Walking over the course of 3 days, just completely inappropriate for all of those reasons. And I was done, and I was sitting in my living room crying, and I just felt sort of a tug on my soul, and I thought, well, okay, this has to be it.
That artistic merit triumphed in her selection over pragmatism isn't a shock. Tamara's goals for Opera Fayetteville include staging recent English-language operas with rising talent gathered from across the country. But for the show's director, Kyle Lang, the choice represented an interesting state of affairs. The intense opera, with many scenes set inside a prison and an act of brutal violence that opens the show, had to be created inside the intimate setting of Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall. He uses almost the entire space as stage, allowing the prison warden to lead Sister Helen down off the stage and around the venue and back to simulate a tour of the prison.
Well, that had to do with the space itself. the set is super minimal, and there are 17, almost 18 scenes, because the end of the Act One finale is almost... I treated it somewhat as a different scene than the scene prior. There's so many scenes that you have to keep it moving. And I was forced to find a way to, without a set, change location and also give the opportunity for those small scene changes to happen as far as the set goes.
Dead Man Walking was commissioned by the San Francisco Opera and first staged in 2000. The work is filled with characters forced to grapple with issues of death, capital punishment, brutality, revenge, and compassion. Lindsay Anderson, who lives in New York City, is Sister Helen in this weekend's production.
It's been a journey, to quote the aria that I sing, learning about Sister Helen, and it's made me feel, you know, like a better person almost, because it's forced me to think about this question. That's something we wouldn't have to deal with on a daily basis, whether or not I could be able to support this person who committed such a horrible act, and to put aside my feelings, my personal feelings about it, to sacrifice that for the greater good and for God. And I'm not sure if I could do it still as myself, but it really makes me admire Sister Helen for being able to do that.
Kyle Lang, the director, says Lindsay Anderson and Daniel Schofield, who has the role of Joseph de Rocher, the condemned murderer sentenced to die in Louisiana's infamous Angola Penitentiary, were among the first cast members to arrive in Fayetteville and have both been fully engaged in fleshing out their roles.
But no, the subject matter is so dense, it's so heavy, and these characters are very... they seem very simple at first, but come to find out they're very layered emotionally. And I think, you know, as for them, it changes a lot as the show develops. And it's just layer on layer. And that is reflected in the libretto. It's reflected in the music as well. And it's very dense. It's very intense.
Daniel Schofield from Binghamton, New York, has the difficult task of showing us a man convicted of a gruesome, almost unimaginable crime, but asking for spiritual guidance from Sister Helen.
We see this sort of repentant side of Joseph, and he's been living this lie in prison that he's tricked himself into believing that he hasn't done it, and he's never really lived up to it. And so we see this repentant, sympathetic side to the character the entire time. However, for the audience, it's got to be strange for them because they saw him commit this despicable act in the first few minutes, and then for the rest of the story, they're made to feel sorry for him. So, and that's kind of the challenge of the role, is to be able to play both sides of the character.
Another challenge? Crossing the stage and singing while in handcuffs and leg irons. His scenes take place inside the maximum security prison.
It's a challenge to move. Honestly, I mean, we blocked for the last week, and I didn't have any ankle cuffs or handcuffs, and now I find my mobility's a little bit more limited. I can do less jumping jacks on stage. It's harder.
Kyle Lang, the opera's director, has been assistant director for productions at Central City Opera and Opera Baltimore, and has danced at the Metropolitan Opera, Lyric Opera of Chicago, and Santa Fe Opera. This, though, is his first director's job. Even though he now lives in Washington, D.C., he has a geographical connection to Dead Man Walking.
I grew up in Louisiana, and actually grew up going to Angola to the prison rodeo every October as a child.
Music is riveting, measures change often, and choruses from different parts of the room create chilling tapestries. And the finale, referred to in the title of the opera, is a condemned man's fate. Again, Kyle Lang.
So because of the space, having the orchestra take up the entire stage left, I was forced to really pull it out into the audience, which initially, I'm not going to talk about the finale because it's pretty chilling, but I had already had a previous idea for the finale, which when I got to the space, instantly I was like, oh, this is going to work. So
this weekend's production is the second for Opera Fayetteville, and Tamara Ryan, the founder of the company, says she really isn't allowing herself to think about the third production, presumably in January 2014, but she's pretty sure she'll be thinking about it soon.
Even though I live in Boston, and because I have a singing career and that needs to happen sort of in a metropolitan area, that's where I live, but I really love Fayetteville, and I was so attached to the idea of bringing this dream here last year, and having done it once, I got way more hooked even than I thought it would be. I think last year, to some degree, it was an experiment, and I thought, you know, you'll have this amazing experience, you'll put this together, and if it turns out to be a horrible mistake, what a glorious mistake to make, and you'll just move on. Yeah, and even in terms of my own career as a singer, I keep thinking, you know, maybe you'll do a few shows and then you'll pass the reins on to somebody, you'll kind of get it started. But the more I work on it, the more I just feel sort of so in love with this baby.
Fayetteville Opera's last production of Dead Man Walking will be on stage at Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall on the University of Arkansas campus this afternoon at 3. Tickets are $18, available at the door. More information can be found at operafayetteville.org. And it should be noted that this afternoon's production includes mature themes and language.